And we're here on the Gantz Boulevard Road vacation.
I have some aerials, if that helped, that shows that the roads were never built and shows the driveways to everybody's house that don't follow the roads.
Is it?
It's out on T Highway across from pretty much Broadway. Here's a couple of views of the same area.
I'm seeing that. Sheila has it.
And I've got it. Thank you. You're just asking to be to vacate the portion that the
vacate a portion that runs along their property. And you can see where it runs. That's an actual 1926 plat. Eddie Wolf provided the diagram showing the area. I think it's an attachment to the petition. Do you need to look at that or?
No, that's fine.
Nobody uses it. Part of it goes through their front yard, part of it's woods. The neighbors use their own driveways.
What part are you wanting to vacate? Just the...
Yeah, I've got the legal description and it's on.
Okay. What about that?
It's not recorded in this. Is that correct, Randy, in the legal that you check?
We don't front
on
the other portions.
Portion.
Right. On the...
It's only that portion right there.
Correct.
Yeah.
I believe that's right here involved.
Something that they made...
It's
short
portion right there. Right. It's the one that borders their property.
Has something been vacated prior to?
What? Yeah, there's been a portion of it vacated previously, not this portion.
I say because there's no way to access that now.
It's woods and fields and...
Right, I'm just saying for the property that you own, that's the coming off of T Highway, is there an easement to that, to your other property, or is it just your property?
They intend to replat once the road is vacated.
And make it one piece of property.
Right. And make it one.
Then you would just receive one tax bill.
You guys have any questions on
it? I know. Mr. Cotty, you've reviewed the petition.
Yes, sir. And it's in proper form.
Okay.
You guys have any other questions?
I personally posted in 6 places in the county, including on bulletin board out front. So.
You're always just wanting to go above and beyond.
That's nice.
Move to approve the... I'm sorry, is it the Gantz Boulevard Road?
Gantz Boulevard.
Gantz Boulevard Road Vacation. Application petition order number 17-125RB as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You guys should have gone first.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See
you, Frank.
See you, Bobby.
Agreement for Concrete Deck Weybridge, number 17-126RB. I have a letter from Mr. Cotty, the agreement for the Concrete Deck Weybridge, and he's reviewed it and approved it to form. The proposed agreement is with Provision Scale and Controls Incorporated and provides for the purchase of a Concrete Deck Weybridge.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Precision Scale and Controls Incorporated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. White River Valley Historical Society Agreement amended, number 17033.
Move to approve the amended White River Valley Historical Society amended agreement, file number 17033CM.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Commercial lease with Taney County Regional Sewer District, number 17-100. SD.
I have a. I mean, yes, Brad. If you'd like to come up, we just say hi.
I have a letter from Mr. Cotty, dated September 27, 2017. He's reviewed the proposed commercial lease with the Taney County Regional Sewer District and approves it to form.
Say, so, Dave, quick. There was a couple things that we had that was on there that you guys got those worked out.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Move to approve the agreement. Commercial lease by between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 446783 through 446849. No warrants and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Safe trip back, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Payroll.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 22nd and September 25th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you want to?
Move to. Go ahead, sorry.
Mike, would you want on September 22nd? He named them both.
Did you have a question or one?
Oh, I. Is that, no, I'm just going to abstain.
Move to approve executive session minutes for September 25th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Letter of support for the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N. Come up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
I have a proposed letter dated October 2nd today for on behalf of the County of Taney. Taney County, we request the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District and to receive funding from the city-county portion of the district grants to perform 5 electronic recycling events in each of the 5 counties within District N, and also to purchase a recycling trailer to be available for use by entities within District N for the collection of recyclables for fiscal year 2018.
Any questions? This is something that the Department of Natural Resources has started asking for, is just support from the county. And District N would submit a grant for these. It's not approved yet, but it needed the letter of support just to apply for the grant funds. So.
Is there any match on the grant?
No. When you apply for the grant, you can put on there you want to receive less than, you can have partial funding. Sometimes cities or entities that apply will match. If they get a grant, they'll match it. But on this one, the district's interested in holding these electronic recycling events and then buying another trailer. And they'll just submit a grant like anybody else. And it'll be scored.
I make a motion to approve the letter of support for Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management Division N to...
Just a letter of support?
Just a letter of support.
Letter of support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all
it is. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep. Can I get that from Nikki then?
Yep. Prescription drug monitoring program discussion.
Having us. I'm Heather Burney, a pharmacist from Branson, from the community in Branson here, and also I teach with UMKC School of Pharmacy at MSU. And we're here just to give y'all some more information about the PDMP and how that might impact Tane County. So in true professor form, I have slides for you.
And a test after. Honestly, do we have to take notes?
I think so. No. It'll be a good quiz. Next slide, please. So this is just to remind us that there are a lot of opioid prescriptions out there. Y'all may have heard probably about in the 1990s whenever OxyContin came about and pain management was labeled as the fifth vital sign. There were a lot more providers that wrote opioid pain medication prescriptions. So in 2012, health providers wrote about 259 million prescriptions, enough for every American adult to have a bottle of pills. I recently read another statistic where it talked about every adult being able in America to have enough pills to take every single day around the clock for several weeks. So it's kind of startling. The U.S. consumes the most hydrocodone than any other, and again, we population-wise doesn't even scratch the surface. So nearly 80% of people who inject heroin start by using prescription opioids. Opioids are related to heroin. It's the same high, it's the same thing, and when they can't get their opioids anymore, they turn to heroin. So next slide. So this again just demonstrates the amount of opioids that are out there. That are impacting our communities. Lisa Marshall will show you in a little bit how that's impacting us directly here in Tane County. Next slide. So how do we identify people who may be using opioids for non-medical reasons before they do turn to heroin or worse, die from an overdose? So next slide. So pharmacy, this is how we do it now. This is how we track down information and how we've been doing it for a very long time, unfortunately. So what we do is we make phone calls to the provider, we make phone calls maybe to the emergency department, the urgent care, potentially the other providers that are seeing that patient. We'll make a phone call to the dentist. By the way, did you know that your patient is also receiving hydrocodone from their primary care doctor and have been for several years? Oh gosh, I didn't know that. Tell them to use those pain medications. So this is how we do it. This is how, you know, law enforcement honestly has to do it now too, how they have to figure out how to track down maybe people who write too many prescriptions or find the people who are purchasing opioids and then potentially turning around and selling those. So it's obviously a time-consuming process. So next slide. So a PDMP, and this kind of demonstrates the countywide PDMP. It's a little different than the executive order, which we'll touch on here in a little bit. But the countywide PDMP is